Ollie Alexander is heading to Eurovision on behalf of the UK with his song Dizzy. But will it be reaching the dizzying heights of first place? Let's review Eurovision. So yes, Ollie Alexander, a name very familiar to a lot of us, as kind of years and years, and now as a kind of solo act. He's been around the block for quite a while. He's heading to Eurovision this year with Dizzy. They'll probably be hoping for a slightly better finish than last year. Poor May. But what do you make of this one?
So I think let's just begin by addressing, I think, something that happened a few days ago as of time of recording. And you're more than welcome to jump in on this as well. At the London Eurovision party, Ollie, from some people outside the building, was subjected to some pretty horrific abuse and some pretty nasty leaflets that were quite unnecessary, calling him to boycott the competition. He's not the only act that's been, there have been calls to boycott for the reasons that are going on, the context of the conflict in which, this competition is being held. It's been quite unpleasant, and I think I think we both feel quite sorry for him that he's become the figurehead of the boycotting.
Yeah, it is. It's probably because he is so well known that he has kind of become this kind of person that people feel like they can kind of almost pile in on over kind of taking part in the competition in the in this context. And I feel, yeah, incredibly sorry for him. I really hope that he's getting a kind of a decent amount of mental health support behind the scenes because when you looked at his performance in London, he kind of just looked like a broken man, and that's just not where to kind of properly compete at Eurovision. You can't be competing as a broken man. There needs to be some more kind of energy behind it. But yeah.
Yeah, so it is a bit of a shame, and we know it's something that Ollie's been looking forward to for a very, very long time. So it's a shame that, as you say, has become a bit of a figurehead for all of this abuse. What we're about to say in our review has nothing to do with whether he should be boycotting or not. We're just looking at the song itself here. So let's just make that clear on behalf of the channel that this is not a commentary on whether Ollie or any other artist should or should not be participating. We're not touching that. We're looking at the songs because we're all about the music here. With that, you said we hope he's not going to be finishing second last. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but as somebody who was very, very excited when they announced Ollie, because I'm a huge fan of Years and Years, a huge fan of Ollie's, and he has released songs in the past that would have done very, very well at Eurovision. It's just such a shame that this isn't one of them. I was quite disappointed when the snippet came out, but I've learned through years of doing this never to judge a song based on a snippet. And then when the snippets proved out to be exactly what the song was like, my disappointment only grew a bit stronger. I think this is we're gonna be. I'm just almost hoping that this is going to be quite heavily reliant on staging because in its current form, I just don't really think it's that competitive. It's When I always talk about when I first listen to something because that's how a lot of people engage with these songs when they see hearing for the first time at Eurovision. I just thought it was a bit, it didn't go anywhere. It kind of peaked very early, and then other than some slight vocalization at the end, that's the sort of level that it stays at. And there's a strange, I get the effect that they're going for. It's like a slightly dizzying effect given what the song is called. But when I was listening to it in headphones, I found it distracting that what I was hearing in either airport was different. It was like there were instrumental bits that were only appearing in one ear, and then there were vocals that were only appearing in the other. And I just the church bells, I just didn't really get it. It feels like a big missed opportunity here because Ollie went to the UK went to number one of the odds after Ollie was announced for a reason because he has released things that are capable of doing very well, maybe not winning Eurovision, but doing very, very well. And this just doesn't feel like it's one of them. And it's especially disappointing because Ollie is very strong, and it's also got Danielle Hall, who has written some of Dua Lipa's songs. He wrote Houdini, Dua Lipa's song, one of my favorite Dua Lipa songs. That, with the right staging, could have won Eurovision. This isn't. And I just hope the staging's there because as a song, I'm quite disappointed, which is a shame.
Yeah, it's strange. I guess, like, I feel like it's one of those where the song, because of how big the name is, the song was probably always going to kind of feel a little bit flat. And it's weird because you said you heard the snippet and thought like, I heard the snippet and was super excited, and I really, really liked the snippet. And then I heard, and I was then kind of excited for more. And then when I heard the actual song, I was like, oh, they released the best bit in the snippet. They released kind of, it didn't kind of, there was no surprise to me further than what I'd already kind of heard, 20 seconds of a month before. So yeah, I like it as a song, but I kind of completely agree that it's just it doesn't feel like a kind of Eurovision winner. And if staging can probably save this song and do kind of quite a bit of legwork here, but it just kind of depends how much effort the UK is willing to put in. But yeah, I do like it as and I'm like, I keep trying to kind of separate in my mind of like, would I like this song if it wasn't Eurovision? And I probably would, but it's just one of those where when your expectations are so high to begin with, everything kind of feels like a slight kind of level down when it comes to it. But
Yeah, I
yeah.
know what you mean. I don't even think I like the song anyway. I kind of, it's normally when I'm a bit iffy about a song originally, I sort of leave it time to grow on me, and it often does improve. If anything, this is actually I've liked this less the more that I listen to it because every time it comes on the playlist, I skip it. I really do skip it, and that has even Embers in 2021. I downloaded and listened to. You know what I mean? Even I'm before you start pulling a face at me, madam, that was your number one song
Yeah,
of
I know.
the year.
That's what I was saying. That's why I was pulling the face. We don't need to confess my sins on this channel. We
That
really
was your
don't.
number one song of the year on Spotify. So I'm not the only criminal here. But like even that, and we all knew how disastrously that ended up, quite famously. Even that, I kind of liked in the run up to the contest. This, I just think it's very it's almost it's nothing really. It's impressively bland, which is worrying because it's if there's one thing Ollie's music isn't, it's bland.
Which makes me think that actually the performance will be fine because he isn't a bland person and a bland performer. Because he can sell a song, I'm more hopeful than I kind of perhaps would have been. So.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I just, a Eurovision winning or a song that's going to do well shouldn't be relying on the staging. In the same way that when this came out on the internet, I was one of the people who were like, oh, that's a bit disappointing, isn't it? And quite a few people were like, oh, why is everyone sort of having a go at it, have really high expectations, and why is everyone disappointed? Because it's fantastic. They're probably going to send a revamped version. As if that meant, okay, no. A revamp only happens when the
Yeah,
ship
you're
is
already
sinking.
conceding the yeah.
When you're in implicitly, you're already conceding that it's not good enough and a version two needs to come along. So to stop having a go at people like me who realize it's a problem from day one, when you're implicitly saying, oh, well, they can send a different version. They shouldn't have to. They shouldn't have to. Spaceman, they only did a slight Eurovision version because there was the
Because they
instrumentation that went
want,
into it and it
yeah.
made a song that was gonna do well. A second placer, So I'm just a bit disappointed anyway.
Yeah. Well, on that note, obviously the UK goes straight through to the final. It's really only our saving grace that kind of keeps us in the final that we get there automatically. How well do you think it's going to do in the final?
I really, really struggle to see, even with good staging, this finishing on the left-hand side of the scoreboard. As it stands, I just don't see it happening. And I hate to say it, I see a few scenarios where this comes bottom five. which is a massive shame, and I hope it doesn't put off other big acts from doing it, because my jaw, when they announced Ollie, my jaw was on the floor. It rivals like when San Marino released Adrenalina in moments that I was like, my brain actually
Oh,
cannot.
right.
When they announced that Flo Rida was going, my brain melted, and this was sort of on a similar level of hang on, whoa, this is a big deal, and I just hope that a bottom five finish 2 years in a row when the UK is really putting effort into this doesn't put them off. It is just they're going to need a lot of staging to save this for give it a half decent result, and yeah, it's going to take a lot. I'm unfortunately giving this a 5.5, which pains me because I love Ollie's music, but this just isn't what it needs to be, and I'm very sorry about it.
I mean, I've probably been a bit more negative in my comments than my score actually reflects, because I'm giving it a 7. I still quite like it. And I'm going to be optimistic and say it will make it onto the left-hand side of the scoreboard, although I do think it'll be to the bottom end of that, which is probably not what Ollie is hoping for. But there we are.
There we are indeed. Well, that's it for our comments. Do let us know what you think. Hopefully, you're on this team that think this is actually a little bit more that we're on the pessimistic side and this is going to do better than we hope. Fingers crossed. Do let us know in the comments. The comments are open. You can also give us a like and subscribe. If you do subscribe, hit the bell. You'll get notified every time we upload new content. We're also in podcast form. So if you don't want to see us, you can listen to us instead. So you can listen to that review revision wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you very much for listening and watching, and we will see you next time.